Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go.
You'll soon get to keep more of your hard-earned cash. Governor Brian Kemp signed multiple bills to lower taxes in Georgia. House Bill 1015, in particular, will speed up an existing drop in the state's income tax. It was at 5.75%. Now it's at 5.39%. By 2028, it will be below 5%, giving Georgia one of the lowest income taxes in the nation. The governor also addressed changes coming for Georgia's corporations and small businesses.
Commissioners and all of the city of Augusta folks for inviting us for our second year in a row. Mayor, I want to also thank your beautiful bride, Tony, for her leadership and support. And we're just proud of your governor. You know, you said there were some good things to start the day out at 10 o'clock this morning with the club car groundbreaking. I just want to let you know, Mayor, I started my day long before 10 o'clock. I imagine you did too, didn't you? All right, I just wanted to clarify that for everybody that the mayor was going to work before 10 o'clock. But we had a great morning out in Columbia County, and we're very excited to be here. I just want to thank so many great partners that we have in the room with us today, and certainly want to thank the dean of the local delegation now, Mark Newton. He's a great leader on a lot of different issues, but also even better than that, he's a great person, and just cannot thank him and the local delegation enough for your leadership under the Gold Dome, and I just want to thank you all for being here. And echo also what the speaker said about one of my former floor leaders, Representative Jody Lott. We will miss you, but thank you for your service, Jody. We appreciate you. Also want to thank, our Attorney General's here this morning, and want to continue to thank Chris and his team for the great work they're going after street gangs, drug cartels, and also human traffickers in our state. Just appreciate him and our folks in law enforcement. With the state-local partnership, with GBI, and a lot of other folks, the local law enforcement. Also want to thank our insurance commissioner, John King, who's here this morning, that, as the speaker said, has been such a great partner in us lowering private sector health insurance costs, making sure that we have more access for hardworking Georgians, and just being a great leader in our state. Also, many people forget he chaired the COVID task force for me during those difficult days, Speaker, so we appreciate John being with us today. Also, just want to mention Lauren McDonald, one of my floor leaders, as the Speaker did. We appreciate him and the rest of the leadership in the General Assembly. I, too, would just want to thank Frank O'Connell from the Department of Revenue for being with us today. A lot of people don't realize this, but the Department of Revenue, I know a lot of people don't like Department of Revenue because they collect taxes. But they also work with us on a daily basis on economic development deals, on our business environment, work with the General Assembly when we're doing things like cutting taxes, and they'll do a lot of work following up on the bills that I signed today. And they're a big part of our reason for being the number one state in the country for business. So, Frank, thank you for your leadership. I also want to thank Commissioner Nunn and all the folks at the Department of Community Affairs. They are also such great partners on economic development, but a lot of other issues that we have dumped on their plate. And we had a great announcement yesterday that the Speaker and I had the honor of voting on earlier this week on our Rural Workforce Housing Fund, three new projects that we're working with local communities with grants, and Commissioner Nunn and his team are doing that. We're just thankful for them. Also just want to thank, you know, the thing I like about the CSRA, and Mayor, we got to figure out what we're going to do next week. Because, you know, I was here for the Wellstar groundbreaking, came for the golf tournament, then we were here in Columbia County this morning for the ribbon cutting, the club car. We signed some legislation today, so we got to start planning for next week. I told Sue Parr, the president of the chamber here, how much I appreciated her going to Columbia County this morning, and Chairman Duncan and I and a lot of other people were out there. And this region really thinks like a region. And if projects in one county versus the other, and that goes for surrounding counties like McDuffie and others that are either down the road, Burke County, or up the road, the partnership you all have, we notice that at the state level. We saw it at the red carpet tour last week, and we saw it again this morning. So I just want to thank you guys for that. I want to thank all the chamber folks that are here, the Georgia Association of Manufacturers, the representatives from GMA and ACCG. We got several tax commissioners here and members of the Georgia Association of Tax Officials, the members of the Georgia Association of Assessing Officials, the speaker mentioned, members of the Georgia Historic Trust for Historic Preservation, and the leaders from our Georgia Downtown Association. You know, just as I mentioned, just a week ago, just a few days ago, really, we were gathered right here across the street in Augusta National with leaders from state and local governments rolling out the red carpet for job creators who are either already in our state or a lot of people from around the country and literally from around the world that are considering doing business here. And efforts like those have led to our great success, as the speaker and Dr. Newton mentioned. And the numbers speak for themselves. It's been incredible. Just in Augusta alone, we've welcomed 50 projects with state involvement since I took office just a little over 5 years ago, representing 2,500 jobs and almost $2 billion of investment. We are now coming off, because of our great relationships in the General Assembly, our business-friendly environment, our policies in the state, 3 record-breaking years for economic development. And as the speaker said, we are not going to rest on our laurels. We have more work to do, because we know that when we grow our economy, we not only create generational opportunities for our citizens, no matter their zip code, but we also increase the ability to keep more money in the pockets of hardworking Georgians. And the bills that I will sign today do exactly that. That is thanks to our responsible, conservative approach to budgeting that we'll be able to sign this legislation, knowing that Georgia will still be financially sound no matter what economic fortunes are ahead of us in the state. Instead of following the lead of tax and spend DC politicians, we are prioritizing the services our citizens need and work hard to cut and not raise our taxes, because we realize Georgians know best how to spend their money a lot better than the government does. Each of the bills I sign today will also help hardworking Georgians fight through high grocery prices, high energy prices, an inflationary environment that we have been under for several years now. Americans right now are having to spend $1,000 more each month than what they were doing 3 years ago for the same quality of life. I'm proud that we have such a great team that makes days like this possible. Chief among the measures that I'll sign today, as previously mentioned, is House Bill 1015, one of my administration's top priorities this session that we announced last December alongside Lieutenant Governor Jones and Speaker Burns. Carried in the House by my floor leader, Lauren McDonald, and floor leader, Bo Hatchett, in the Senate, this bill accelerates the largest state income tax cut in Georgia history. When I signed HB 1437 2 years ago, I signaled both our commitment to keeping more of your money in your pockets, but also maintaining our approach to smart, conservative budgeting. The original bill provided for a step down in our income tax rate from 5.75% to just 4.99% over time and if the economic conditions were met. With this legislation, we're accelerating that cut by another 10 basis points, bringing us immediately to a flat tax rate of just 5.39%. That is a cut of 36 basis points this year alone, and it represents a savings of $3 billion to our taxpayers over the next 10 years. I'd also like to remind people that is in addition to the over $5 million that the General Assembly and I worked on to save our citizens in recent years through special income tax refunds, property tax relief, and as everyone remembers, a suspension of our state motor and diesel fuel tax. I'm also grateful to the leaders in the legislature and the team at the Office of Planning and Budget led by Director Rick Dunn, all of those who worked hard to make this legislation happen. The next bill I'll sign will be HB 1023, sponsored by Chairman Bruce Williamson in the House and carried by Chairman Chuck Hufstetler in the Senate. This legislation follows the lead of House Bill 1015 by cutting our corporate income tax to 5.39% for this tax year, ensuring that it matches the individual income tax. While we cut taxes for the people of our state, we also must ensure that we continue to attract jobs and investments to grow our economy and create more opportunity for all those who call Georgia home. This legislation, I believe, achieves that goal by helping to keep our state the number one for business. Next, I'll sign House Bill 581, sponsored by Chairman Shaw Blackman and carried in the Senate by Chairman Chuck Hufsteller. This legislation provides comprehensive property tax revisions, as was mentioned earlier, and enables a constitutional amendment that will let counties across Georgia provide a statewide homestead valuation freeze. This limits the appreciation of property values to the inflation rate, helping prevent runaway property taxes and keeping Georgians in their houses. Next is House Bill 1021, sponsored by Representative Lauren Daniel and carried by Chairman Rush Goodman in the Senate. This bill, as the Speaker mentioned, increases the state's income tax dependent exemption by 33% and would allow each taxpayer to deduct $4,000 per dependent. That's a full $1,000 more than the current $3,000 per dependent. Faced with rising costs for all things from groceries to child care, this will provide meaningful relief for families fighting the negative effects and bad policies that we've seen come out of Washington, D.C. Finally, I'll sign SB 496, sponsored by Chairman Max Burns and carried by Representative Debbie Buckner, who's here with us today in the House. This bill extends the sunsets on two tax credits, the rehabilitation of historic homes and structures through 2029, and the rural zone revitalization credit through 2032. It also broadens the criteria for a home to be certified as historic so that more homes in Georgia can qualify to receive the rehabilitation tax credit. As we continue to experience rapid economic growth, especially in rural parts of our state, it is essential that we continue to allow people to live where they work. These existing tax credits have helped achieve that goal and will remain an important part of that in the years to come. In closing, I'd just like to remind people, all of these bills help keep money where it belongs, in the pockets of our hardworking families. Critics and cynical pundits will tell you they know how better to spend your money, but we know that is simply not true. Part of being good stewards of public funds is trusting our people to make their own decisions and seize opportunities we have worked hard to bring to their communities. So again, I want to thank all the local and state leaders here with us today, the associations and hardworking teams that have been part of this and have worked on this legislation, and of course the members of the General Assembly with their great leadership, like folks like Speaker John Burns, to continue to make Georgia the best state to live, work, and raise a family. Mayor, again, thanks for having us. We're going to move to the table and get these bills signed. Thank you all very much.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.